This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm joined in the studio today by
Christine Wong
and Jeff Sandu.
Having a discussion today about e-wallets, specifically because over the long weekend, two events, Rio in the City and Tiffin
Food Court,
went entirely cashless. One decided to use GrabPay, the other one decided to use Boost.
Tiffin is still running until the 21st of October, so you can go and check it out.
I do want to check it out because I love food.
Lots of food there.
Lots of food, yeah.
So we're asking you guys to kind of give us some feedback about if you attended these events and what your kind of experience was like. We've had an awful lot of feedback already.
Mm. Oh my goodness, yes.
Let's go with the tweets first.
All right, so we've got a tweet here from @NiaLeahXO who says, it was surprisingly good. The only problem was having to top up your wallet instead of it deducting straight away from your chosen card, and also the dreadful refund, which means I can only access my refund through the app itself as it doesn't go back to my bank account, which seems like a bit of a step forward as well. We've also got, that's my full name, who said, I went to Rio. There was 3 ringgit off all purchases made with the e-wallet. Easy to use, but there was an extra step of moving money from my card to the wallet. I'd rather use a credit card because I pay for what I use, whereas I need to have extra money sitting in my wallet to cover future spending. Mm-hmm. So very, very fair point. Then they go on to say, the reason is to avoid the hassle of always transferring money to the e-wallet when the balance isn't enough. The only reason why I use a Grab wallet is to take advantage of the promos, which
right.
is fair enough.
WhatsApp as well. We had quite a lengthy message earlier on.
Yes. The kind of gist of the WhatsApp message from number ending in 1513, I'm just going to kind of sum it up. It's pretty long, but basically they say Tiffin Events cashless concept doesn't make sense. Minimum top up of the wristband is 5 ringgit, so you're forced to top up more money than you need, and then when you have to overpay, essentially you have like leftover money that you can't pay for anything with.
Mm. So on Insta Story, interestingly, a lot of people are more positive on Insta Story. A few people have responded. Anis Betty Azman said that Rio was awesome, so happy we didn't have to fight for a parking spot. And also, going cashless is fun. I've used Boost before and now GrabPay. Aaron's responded on Insta Story, said, best thing to happen, saves me the hassle of going to withdraw cash. Cash earns points and cards earn points and rewards too. So GrabPay does give you points in, so you can redeem for your rides and stuff. Another one saying, you know, it's really smooth on both events. Way to go. It's 2018 anyways. But yeah, so interesting that, you know, Instagram people are, oh yeah, it's really great.
Right.
Probably it's the millennials that is using Instagram, and on Twitter we get all this, you know, my kind of your itch, you know, age group rich.
I just feel like an old fart now.
let me throw a spanner in the works. And this weekend I was at Mid Valley. I was about to go and see a movie and I fancied a bit of food. And it was from, I'll tell you what it was. It was a pizza place upstairs, and they only took cash. And I was unable to find a cash point. It took me almost half an hour to find a cash point in a mall,
wow.
which freaked me out. I'm like, there should be one on each floor, right?
That's not on.
It's not on. I had to walk too far. And it was the weekend. I was supposed to be relaxing.
So there's problems with cash. There's problems
exactly.
with going cashless. Like, there's just don't go out. Just stay
just
home.
Stay at home and
just
order
stay
online.
Home, plant potatoes, and yeah, do that instead, you know?
We just have a really, really quick message on WhatsApp here from Johan, who just says, maybe everyone's just taking the word cashless literally. So in their defense, it's just cashless, not making payment easier.
Mm, boom.
Cool. They are right.
Right. Okay. Moving on to story number 2. Don't forget, if you want to feedback, 018-789-8899. We're talking about e-wallets and going cashless. Let us know. Also on Twitter, on Instagram, @BFM Radio. So this is an interesting story. IKEA, I don't know if you know this, is in the midst of a transformation. They've recently acquired TaskRabbit. Did you know that?
Yes.
No.
Why do you think they might do that?
Well, because then you can just get them to assemble
Correct.
Things for you. TaskRabbit is amazing. Yeah.
Order online, order with TaskRabbit, get people to come and make your furniture for you. Anyway, they've also moved into electronics, smart appliances. They've launched their augmented reality app. They're becoming a bit of a tech company.
Yeah.
They're collaborating with companies like Adidas, Lego, Sonos, and they have an innovation lab, I don't know if you know about this, called Space 10, and they're looking into yet another area of life that IKEA is supposed to touch.
Space?
Transportation.
Yay.
Oh, okay, cool.
So what they've done, in collaboration with a design studio they call Foam, they've released a set of 7 concepts meant to help people think about how car interiors might shift when they become autonomous. So there's a shopping car, obviously, fitted with IKEA products, of course, as well as a grocery car, a coffee car, and a hotel car, which people can view in augmented reality on their app. The concepts themselves are relatively simple in design. Of course, all Swedish minimalism with clean, curved lines, no metallic futurism to be seen. So the idea is that self-driving cars will radically change what vehicles look like, both inside and out, enabling them to offer a range of new services like co-working or entertainment on the go. So the idea is, the day fully autonomous vehicles hit our streets is the day cars are not cars anymore.
Mm.
They can be anything.
That's very true.
Right?
Very, very true. Because, yeah, you know, when you sit in a car in the future, let's say 2030, 2050, and I'm talking about, you know, really far ahead, because by then you would see cars that are probably, you know, not what we see them today. Hopefully,
right.
That's what we want, right? You know, this Futurama kind of style of living, right? And inside of these vehicles, what are you going to do? If you have a 4 hour, 4.5 hour journey from here to Penang,
right.
What are you going to do, right?
If you have no reason to touch a steering wheel, you can just relax.
Yeah.
I am confused by this. When
right.
you say a shopping car and a hotel car and all these
the
kinds
interior.
Of cars, what you mean is like, for example, a hotel car would be like a tiny hotel room inside a car?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Yes,
I just wanted to clear that up because basically like the idea is that essentially it's like a shop on wheels or a hotel
right,
on wheels
right.
or a coffee cart on wheels.
Pretty much. That's the idea.
I just said coffee cart on wheels, but most coffee carts are on wheels.
Are on wheels, yeah.
I have a scone, please.
But you know what I think that's interesting? And I think that, you know, it's something that no one else has actually talked about
exactly.
a lot yet or mentioned
yeah.
yet. Yeah. The idea that the concept of a car will change based on what we use the car for.
Right.
Especially as, you know, it moves away from just transportational, just a transportation device to something that is just by itself.
Functional.
Yes.
Yeah, I like the idea of this. And of course, it can't be anybody else other than IKEA coming
yeah.
forward with this and saying, look, we're so far
smart.
Ahead.
You know, it could also be one day in the future, you could buy different styles to your car. Let's say if IKEA partner up with Company A, who's an automaker, right? And they decide to like, you know what, from today onwards, we're going to design the interior that is like hot swappable. It's like, remember
Ooh.
The Swatch
yes,
watches that you
yes.
could just swap things around, right?
Yeah.
So imagine doing that. I think Mini used to do something where you could swap the colors on your dashboard. And it was really creative. But imagine the entire interior is just being swapped out, like just, you know, slides, and you just slide it out and you can put new things. So one day you could go to IKEA and you could then buy an upgrade pack for maybe, you know, an interior that's meant for long distance.
Right.
So it has maybe like a small little bed area and like, you know, you maybe have like drapes for your window. And then, you know, when you feel like I need to swap it back to my daily driver because I'm going to work, then you could have like the productive suite instead, right?
Right? Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, you have maybe like a working desk inside your
screen. Inside.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like, you know, all you do is just you spend your
yeah.
Sunday nights just, you know, taking out your car and then putting it back in again. And it's like,
but
you know,
you wouldn't have to do that.
And you don't have to do it because you get TaskRabbit to do it.
IKEA.
Exactly, yeah.
IKEA, pay Jeff now. Pay Jeff now.
But one of the ideas that they're looking at right now, and it's quite smart, it is you order your stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Before you do that, you use their augmented app to see if the table or chair or whatever will fit in with your room.
Yes.
You then order it online.
Good.
And then TaskRabbit will put it together and send it to you in a self-driven car, readily assembled.
Wow.
Oh.
So the car arrives, you just take it out and put it in your house.
That's pretty cool.
I'm surprised there are no robots that will come out from this car. And,
that's next month. That's next month. Anyway, that's our story on IKEA and how they're now interested and why they're interested in self-driving cars. Incidentally, they're also looking at listing some of their products soon on a couple of third-party sales platforms. Can you give me two, possibly?
No.
They both begin with A.
Amazon?
Yes. And the other one would be...
Alibaba?
There you go.
Ooh, nailed it.
Amazon and Alibaba. We'll see when that happens. Don't forget, folks, we are feeding back regarding going cashless over the weekend. If you went to the Tiffin Food Court, if you went to a Rio in the city, let us know what your experience was like using the Boost app or the GrabPay app. Whether or not it was good, whether it was bad, what would you change about it? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Instagram and on Twitter at BFM Radio. When we get back, another story about how to tell if you're delegating too much and what to do about it. Don't go anywhere. Some music coming up next from Elvis Presley. He's a bit of a hound dog here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.